question, then there's the last one, which originally was Hanneke's part, but I asked her to take it over. Okay.
Yeah. It's about the role and the profile of program directors. The statement of the University Council is that in the last few months we have been discussing the role and the profile of the program director on several occasions, and hence the overall question is leading to. We already discussed sort of the situation UCLA Atlas. We also already discussed a little bit in this meeting the rest of education and the role of the program directors in that. A bit longer ago, it started actually with the news that program directors were appointed, where had an educational background. I thought that to be fairly strange for several reasons. For it's a sort of assumption that program director would have his foundation in the discipline, in the program, for one. And then, of course, we have the policy on top of that, that preferably program director should be a full professor, if not available, maybe someone who holds a PhD, but going down to Master of Science level, that might make you the laughing stock of the rest of the Dutch programs in the same discipline. I mean, there is a danger in this. Probably the question where it leads to is, what is the profile in terms of responsibilities and infinitely more important competences of program directors? Also maybe in the line of the ITK, I heard that 17th of November, the profile of the program director should be clear in that context. It goes a lot further. I think over and again we meet situations in which the question is, and this is the pivotal question, what are the responsibilities, and like I said, infinitely more important, the competences of a program director?
You are quite correct. The issue was actually came up based on the ITK, where we noted that the recent appointments of program directors deviated from the current policy. And that is something that we occurred, and that is something that we are, at this point, we have written down in the ITK, what the current situation, what the actual situation is of the program director. What we see is that in the past, indeed, according to policy, the program director was a full professor who did this responsibility for 4 years and then resumed other tasks again. What we see in recent years is that we indeed deviated from that policy and have appointed program directors based on competences that are diverse. On the one hand, it's based on educational leadership, it's based on management leadership, it's based on educational expertise. It's a broad range of competences that we have promised to elaborate on also in the policy document. So the statement that you make is, are we paying sufficiently attention to this, is that yes, we are looking very carefully in describing the competences that are needed to execute this task without having the necessity of this being a full professor as in the past. And this is a process that we are working on. I can give you more details, but we expect that in the coming half year we have a policy document ready for you.
Yeah. Oh. It takes a little bit longer than we expected.
It is not something that you should do without due diligence. You have to be very careful in this one, yes.
Okay. Yep. That's it. Okay, Ted.
How is the whole procedure on policy and decision making on this point? Might be a stupid question, but it's a question.
Yeah.
The policy is that a faculty makes a proposal to the executive board for appointing a program director. That's the policy.
Your question is about the procedure on decision making on the profile, not the appointments.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Exactly, sorry. Because that's the most important part, I think.
Yeah. No. We will give you the profile of that we as a board would like to have for the university, and then this will be discussed with the university council, of course.
Will it be part of the BBR?
No, I don't think so. I don't think the profiles are part of the BBR, but I'm not sure.
What I know for sure is that in the past, we once sort of decided that the profile of the program directors would be in the model faculteitsreglement.
Yes.
Yes, I'm still. I think that should be one of the points.
It is in the model of the faculty.
Yeah.
But there is no profile in it. It's also only about responsibilities, tasks, and a bit about he or she should be a full professor or preferably associated professor.
I feel that we should have a discussion also connected to the new role of the
program committee.
Because we do have to ask ourselves the question, what is the relation between program committee and program director, as opposed to faculty council and faculty dean? So who is the natural partner in speech? And this brings it to the realm of the BBR, I think.
Yeah.
I would like to have a discussion on that, at least. Maybe it's an important one.
Okay, sure. Yep. But first we get a little bit more information.
Yeah.
Then get to the